Ladies, gentlemen, and others, today's episode is a little bit extra special because the topic, to be honest, is a little bit extra special. So this person reached out to me a few years ago and said that it would make for a great idea for them to be part of my YouTube channel. Around the same time, I was getting a lot of requests to do different kinds of videos. Now, tarot is a topic that I knew very little on at the time. So when Rinky Punjabi happened to reach out to me, I thought it was the perfect time to say yes and experiment in content in a whole new zone. Little did I know, I was about to meet someone who went on to become one of my very dear friends, someone who has said things to me about my life so accurately way before they happened, and I should also add that someone who is a fantastic content creator and does regular content in this space, which I find so fascinating as it is. So I'm so happy to have you on the pod today. Welcome to the pod, Rinky.
Thank you so much. It's amazing to be here. We've known each other from 2018.
5 years.
Yes. And the journey has been amazing. I mean, I feel it's just the way of God helping us connect people that we are meant to connect. So I'm very, very grateful that I'm connected to you.
And so am I. I feel like I've seen you go through so many different phases on the personal, professional front, from not being a content creator to becoming a content creator, adopting content in itself is one of the many streams of things that you do. But I want to start from scratch, right?
Yes.
What got you into the space of the occult sciences, and what made you want to study things like, you know, Reiki, tarot? What brought you there?
I think I was in school and we had this small library in school. Everybody used to go and get some books, like storybooks and novels. I used to always pick up zodiac related books and I used to always check, hey, what is in my zodiac? That time, Bejan Daruwala's books were really popular. We couldn't buy them, but I used to go and get those from the library and I used to always read about them. What is sun sign? What is zodiac sign? What is moon sign? How are they different at all of it? And it used to excite me so much. I still remember when I was in grade 10 and I gave my board exams, there was this PCO, right? Where you used to put that 1 rupee coin and make calls. I put up 1 rupee coin and made a call to my uncle, who I knew was an astrologer that time. I called him up. I said, uncle, I want to learn tarot. I don't know where this has come from, but I don't want to learn astrology. I want to learn tarot. So he's like, okay, I'll refer you someone. I'll give you someone's number. Go speak to that person. I hang that call. The second call I made was to my teacher. And I called her up and she was in Marine Lines and she told me, okay, come and meet me. That's how I took my mom along. We traveled in the BST bus and we went there. We spoke to her and she said, yes, she'll be ready to like teach me and guide me through this journey. It's been 18 years since that day and it's so clear in my head. So this is how I think I got fascinated from school library to becoming a tarot reader, having a full-time job and then being a full-time tarot reader. So that is how the journey has been so far.
You feel like you found your passion in the first go?
Yes, I did. I did. I did multiple things, I'd like to say. I learned astrology. I learned the Kundli, like the Hindu Vedic chart. It didn't really connect well with me. Tarot always stuck with me. I mean, I used to work. I had a full-time job, you know about, right? And weekends was where I used to do tarot. So it always connected and it always gave me that zest to life and this is what I want to do all my life.
I feel like one of the many myths you busted for me in this space was about how it wasn't a one-size-fits-all, right? And I also feel like another very big myth that you busted for me was that being into things like this is only for the extremely privileged. I feel very proud to say this. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Not that I should be credited at all mm-hmm. for your journey, but looking at your journey, you come from very humble beginnings and you've made a name for yourself. You're financially independent. You support your family. You're someone who has done so many amazing things that the public does not necessarily know about. Yeah. What about it made you feel like this is where I feel confident enough that now this is going to make me the woman that I want to be? Because you did have a very secure mm-hmm. job. But mm-hmm. how many years did you have the job while
14
you...
14 years.
And it was after 14 years of switching between the two.
Yes, yes.
So what made you get over that crossroads, that obstacle?
I think I always knew I wanted to do this full time. But having said that, I also knew I had a lot of responsibilities on my head. So I had to create that backup for myself. And when I was ready to like, you know, roll and take that risk and leap of faith and be like, hey, I don't have to worry for like next 8 months rent, right? Bombay rents are killing. So I wanted to have that sense of security. That's when I had that, like, now is the time. I want to take this full time. I want to do it. No looking back. Yes, my job, I'm very grateful. It helped me become the person that I am. You know, I feel my discipline and my work and everything does come from where my job really helped me grow as an individual. Honestly speaking, I was not a confident person. And I believe my job has made me that confident person. So it has been like everything put together in once. So I feel that is how the journey has been.
I feel like confidence is like that muscle, right? The more you practice it, yes, the more you exercise it, the better it makes you feel about it.
I feel I'm a different person when I'm with my cards, you know?
You are, let me tell you.
I completely agree. I mean, different person altogether. I'm a very shy person. I'm a very like introvert. I don't like meeting and talking. I don't like socializing. I do not attend parties, okay? But then when I am with a client, the person will feel, oh my God, she's so comforting. And we can talk to her about our personal life and everything that we want to. But if you meet me apart from my card, you will see, hey, this is not the person that I met maybe. So that is where the space is for me.
So I want to ask you something that I've probably never asked you before, actually. When I talk to people about, oh, you know, I go to someone once in a while for a tarot reading, or the fact that I do believe in numerology and my name has the extra A in there. Like it's Anam, but it's spelled as Anam because of numerology, in case I haven't mentioned that before. And I get some weird responses sometimes. Do you ever get weird? I'm sure you do. Like, you know, people are like, have they ever said things like, oh, she does like voodoo, or what is this voodoo? Do you ever get things like that?
Yes, of course. I mean, people really can get very negative and they can really talk bad things about your profession. This is all fake. And, you know, what are you even trying to do? Are you fooling people? It always comes. But I feel I am in a profession where I have a very niche crowd. You know, not everybody will relate. And I'm quite okay with that. You know, people who believe in energies, who believe in universe, forget everything. Just the word manifestation. Just believe in manifesting. They would always connect. I mean, I still feel it's not everyone's thing, but people will come to it some or the other day. And they will understand what energy is and what universe is. How does it work? So just to getting that sense right to them will help. But yes, there are people who still do not like really get all of this. Forget people. I have my family members who don't still know what I do. You know, I have extended family members and they still ask me, what is tarot? What do? Do you tell people their future? Can you see what's going to happen tomorrow for me?
So for someone who's listening, can you define what tarot is in like a couple of lines?
Okay, so basically it's a guiding tool. I would like to make things very clear. Nothing can really tell you your future. Go to anybody. It's not going to tell you what's going to happen tomorrow, 5 year, 10 year down the line. But tarot is an energy reading tool. It's very, very simple. We humans are made up of energies and we need to understand those energies. The moment we understand those energies, I feel that's where you get your roadmap. That's where you get your possibilities of things occurring in your life. And that's where you understand your deeper self. So once you understand your deeper self, you know, this is what you want to do. And that's how you're reaching to your journey of manifestations. You will get there, but you need to understand. Sometimes, you know, it's so simple. Sometimes a person is struggling so hard to get somewhere in life. And with all the efforts and hard work, they realize, hey, it's not helping. It's not working. I can't see any success. Why is it so? Cut. The energies don't favor you. The energies doesn't favor this particular thing in your life, which is where you need to understand your energies and understand, is it aligned with your higher self? If we say if it's aligned, okay, this is where things look like it's going to get better. And with tarot, the best part is we also help you understand the timelines. You know, this particular period for this particular thing will really match. And that is where you can double up your efforts to see the results that you're aiming at. So that is what tarot does. It gives you a better connection to yourself.
So if you had to say exactly how is tarot different from astrology, what would you say that?
Tarot is an energy-based tool. Astrology is all about your birth chart. What time were you born? It's all about planets, you know, and this is just about you as an individual, what energies you are made up of. That is the difference.
So in astrology, one could read the future.
Though. Yes, yes. Astrology is very deep. You know, it could tell you maybe 25 years down the line what you can see. But this is more like maybe 3 year, maybe 5 year, maybe 7 year.
More based on your energy.
And more so when we do the aura spread, you know, it does talk about your present state of mind.
Yeah.
It does talk about what you're feeling at this point and how you can get better at this.
What's been one of your key motives behind getting on social media and making this part of, you know, kind of what you do? Because your approach towards social media, from what I've seen, is not a way to get more clients. That's not the main goal. You seem like you're literally a content creator the way I am in vlogs or beauty and fashion. You're literally creating content about the world of tarots. What gets you there and what keeps you there, very importantly?
I feel yes, at a certain point in life, I really got demotivated with YouTube. I saw my numbers not growing. Instagram, I still have small numbers, but the genuine energy that I get from my followers on Instagram is massive. You know, everybody waits for this weekly video. They do message me. If like at a stretch, if I'm not posting any reel or any post on Instagram for 4 to 5 days, I literally have DMs. I mean, my follower base is just 3,800, right? But the amount of people that they wait, I do this once in a while, one card pull, right? Where I pull one card for people with their name and date of birth, or specifically if they have any question to ask. You'll not believe me, I get around 700 to 800 messages for that. And I feel it's my way to give it back to the society in whatever little way I can. And it really brings me joy. I feel I now have come to a point and made peace with a situation where I don't look at numbers. I look at the genuine energy, the vibe, the motivation that I get from these people. I'm like, I want to do it for them now. You know, that's how, and that really brings me to that space and creating content about tarot and everything. It's so different. I mean, now I have very recently started posting about these rituals that you can do. If you have this problem, you know, this is what you do. And it's all about herbs and everything. So you get to understand how you can work with yourself and how you can make situation better. Having said all of this, it comes with a place of a lot of faith. I mean, if you have that faith, you will see miracles coming to your life for sure.
Welcome to my personal favorite segment, Slide Into My DMs. This is where I take a peek into my guests' DMs. And yes, I'll be sharing mine too. In this no holds barred segment, we nosedive into our guests' inboxes, as well as messages from you to us from my Instagram. Buckle up for a potentially scandalous round of messages and some sweet ones too. Let's go. I have this segment on the podcast, what we call Slide Into My DMs. So I feel like this is the perfect time to ask you, what are the weirdest kinds of DMs that you get? Because I'm sure they're far and wide in variety.
Weirdest DMs. I mean, I get a lot of weird DMs. But I feel it also somewhere comes from a place of genuine energy because, you know, they want to know so much about their life.
Give me an example.
Like, let's say somebody who's around 40 years and wants to know, when will my first sex be, you know? So it's, I still feel it's weird, but yet it's also genuine, right? They want to know that. Matlab, ek place hai ki samajh nahi aa raha, you know, what to do about. That is where people reach out to
But
you.
Have you ever answered something
No,
like
I
that?
Don't do like births and deaths and all of this.
But this is sex.
I know. I don't do birth and death. But this is something we can't predict. However, I put it another way and I'd be like, go for a love reading. You know, go for a reading where you can understand what is there for you in terms of companionship.
Tell me the different kinds of readings that there are. Can you break it down for us?
Readings, there are all kind of readings that I do. One is career, one is love. Then there is a 30-minute session that I offer wherein I start with aura and I allow the person to ask about 3 to 4 questions and end with an angel message, like, you know. Similarly, if a person has more questions, around 8 to 9 questions, we rule it like 50 to 60-minute session. Somebody has just 2 questions, right? Then I do that on voice notes. So depending, I kind of customize it also for you. Mm-hmm. Understanding what is your priority? What is that one specific thing that you're looking out from this particular session? So I kind of customize it also.
You said you don't do births and deaths.
Yes.
Is there a particular reason? Is that something you choose not to get into, or is that something you can't get into based on
this? It's not like I can't get into, but I feel this is one thing that we have to leave it to God's hand. You know, birth and death. We really can't shift. We really can't do anything about it. However, we can help you get through certain situations. But these are, I want to leave it to the universe. I want to leave it to the God. I don't want to touch base onto these energies. I also do not touch base energies of people who've gone, you know, who are not there with us anymore. And people always come with that intention. Like, I want to know what my mother has to say. You know, she left me. I didn't get the chance to speak to her at the last minute. So these are some energies I am not comfortable touching. However, there are people who do this.
In tarot?
Yes, in tarot.
Is there a reason you, like, is there something specific that...
I like I said, I just want to leave it to God. These are things that is beyond our energy, beyond our control. And this is where you can't touch, you know. God is in charge of this.
Do you ever read your own tarot also?
When I started, I did a couple of times. But, you know, being in this space for 18 years has given me such a hard hit on my head directly and being like, oh my God, people have crazy problems. And the problems are so intense, which only makes me come to a point and be like, I have to not forget practicing my gratitude. Anytime if I come across a problem, I'm like, my problem is very small and I can handle it. I can deal with it. Of course, if there is something like buying a house, I would still go and check on that. I would still want that sense of clarity. But I mean, the ratio is very low. Once in maybe 3 or 4 years is what I would check for myself.
That's really low. Yeah, I think if I was reading tarot, I would pretty much be doing this for myself every Sunday.
I mean, you would not. I bet you, because, you know, the energies that people come with, you know, every day you have like 3-4 clients and you see them venting, you see them crying.
You're like a therapist.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where you look back and you're like, I'm grateful.
I mean, not that you're like a therapist in the sense that you can do what a therapist does, but they vent to you almost like they're in therapy.
They really, some people actually come just to speak their heart out. Mm-hmm. They don't want to know what's going to happen tomorrow, 5 year, 10 year down the line, but they feel they have this ear, right? They just want to be heard and they just want someone to hear what they're feeling and how they're feeling and why they're feeling a certain way. So there are people who just choose to come and talk. There are clients who tell me, I don't have anything to ask today, but I feel I want to come and I just want to get that aura spread and I want to talk my heart out. I literally have people like them also.
Has there ever been an instance where someone has, let's say, offered you an exorbitant sum of money to do something you'd never normally do in terms of readings?
Very recently, I had this politician, okay? And he came in and he's like, I'll give you like $8,000. I'll be very clear. And I just need like 20 minutes of your time at 9:30 p.m. Like, I don't do readings that time because I have my daughter to take care of. And there is some schedule that I am preoccupied with, right? He's like, but I'm giving you so much money. You rather charge like $2,100 for this and I'm giving you this much? I'm like, I don't want that. I would have never charged you that much. You know, I feel I come from a place of consciousness. And I want to be very aware of what I am doing and how I am doing. That is what it is. I mean, I don't. I may have actually rejected a lot of money for that matter because my soul doesn't help me. Like, it doesn't, it restricts me and being like, no, you're not doing this. And I respect that more than anything else.
What are the many different, because we're talking about money right now. Mm-hmm. What are the many different means of monetizing your life, your creativity, your art, your science in this space? Apart from, of course, the fact that you're a content creator. And I'm sure you know, I know you do YouTube and I know that you take up stuff on Instagram. But what, apart from that, are the many means of monetizing as an occult science expert?
I do readings, personal readings. Mm-hmm. Plus, I also have a small business of candles and crystals and all of it, right? I mean, with tarot, people come with an intention saying, what is the solution for this? Okay, if this is a problem and we see this as a problem, how do I overcome this and how do I get better? Of late, I have started working a lot with crystals. I mean, it's been a lot of years that I've put into a lot of research and everything. But now I know how a crystal would work for you. it's not necessary that you would wear a bracelet, like a crystal bracelet, and it would help. I would know exactly what is the way that you can work with crystal. For a person like, you know, I would just say, put this under your pillow and sleep. You don't need to do anything about it. So that is how these crystals and candles, my products are very intention-based. More than intention-based, every product that I sell, I sit and energize them personally. I put a lot of Reiki energies into it. I cleanse everything up. I charge everything up. And then we also call it at activating these crystals. So I activate and I then give it to a person, right? And that is also one source of monetization.
You said Reiki.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about what Reiki is again for someone who might not know?
Reiki, I feel it's about healings. I don't directly do Reiki, but I also do something called as aura cleanse, where a person is really, really maybe exhausted with something, really tired, really drained, not understanding what is going on in life, right? That is where we cleanse your energies up. It's an intense energy work that goes on for around 25 to 30 minutes where we don't need your presence. We just need your name, date of birth, areas that you'd like to work upon. Let's say what you want to release, what you want to manifest. I would have that sense of clarity and intentions from you. And it's an energy work that I do on your behalf because I feel it's a healer's job. It's not your job. You won't be able to tap so deep inside yourself. I would know exactly which chakra I need to touch base upon so that we activate that for you and you're ready to receive. I mean, again, coming back to a different concept completely, being ready to receive is very important. You have to be on the receiving end. Let's say a person is coming blank mind and, you know, doesn't believe in all of this and still wants to get a reading. I would say it may not help you. I get very clear with my words and I'm like, this is not going to help you. It has to come from a place of belief. And that is how you have to be at the receiving end. The more you are at receiving end, it really, really connects the dots for you.
Considering so much of this, I'm sure, has to do with confidentiality, right? You'll never talk about one client to another. How do you juggle between creating content in this space? I feel like the problem your industry has is similar to, I was having this conversation on the pod with Dr. Jayashree Sharad, where people may love you for your fillers, but they're not going to go around announcing to where you go.
Right.
And I feel like similarly, when it comes to occupations like yours, people may not be as vocal about where they go and what they do, you know, in terms of energizing or healing and tarot card reading as they are about, hey, I bought a lipstick from so-and-so.
Right.
What is your solution to a situation like that? How do you maintain the confidentiality but still have testimonials, so to speak? And at the same time, how do you just manage these two extreme scenarios?
Right. So like you rightly said, I feel it's 1 in 100 people who would be open to talking about this and who would be like, hey, I got a tarot reading done. I may have had come across a lot of influencers and, you know, celebrities, but not a single person may have accepted that vocally and, you know, said it out there that this is where I go to and all of that. And I think I have now understood that and I feel I need to respect that. It's absolutely fine. But talking about the confidentiality part, best thing that helps me is, you know, with every reading, I cleanse myself up. So even in, let's say a person has got a reading done from me 3 days back and then calls me, hey, what did you tell me about this particular question? I would just go blank because I cleanse those energies. I close the energies and I don't remember that. That is, I feel for me is a God gift. I don't remember any readings. What reading I did today morning, I clearly don't remember. I might have vague ideas about it, like vague readings about it. But if you talk about the nitty-gritty details, I may be blank at this point. So I feel this is a God gift to me and I'm very grateful because this could also have backfired me, right? If that would have been, I cannot sleep with these energies. At the end of the day, I cannot have so much in me and sleep. So I cleanse the energies very, very thoroughly before I end the reading.
Like, this is how you find that balance to stay sane, I guess.
Yeah.
Hitting refresh after
absolutely. Absolutely.
Do you ever think of, okay, if I didn't do this, if this wasn't my occupation, I would be doing what else?
I don't know. I really cannot think of anything apart from, In fact, with time, I've only got like more and more into it. Like I started with tarot, I did Kundalini readings, I did sound healings, I did Reiki, I did now aura cleanse, you know, crystals. There is so much more that I can do in this particular field because this is where I feel it really, I can work for like constant 10 hours and not be tired. So I feel that is what, and that is how it should be. I really, this excites me. This makes me bring to a very, very happy place. But I don't think what I would do otherwise.
But you get the same level of enthusiasm from like the internet. I know you said you love Instagram and you have a great community on Instagram. Yes. But like, for example, on YouTube, there are a lot of like people that say absolute garbage on the internet as well. So I want to kind of first say that. But like, do you have people who are like, who leave comments dissing your practice or like what sort of internet reactions do you more commonly get on like, let's say YouTube?
Internet reactions. I mean, there are people, like I said, people will come and tell you, stop fooling us. You know, you are putting us in a dark spot. This week's reading in particular was so negative. And why would you do that to us?
But then if it,
exactly,
if it's the reading,
yes, especially when a particular sign's reading gets negative or it gets like, you know, this is the red flag that I see, right? Just be aware and be careful. People don't take that like nicely, right? And they just get so offended and they're like, no, we don't want to listen to you. We are unsubscribing right now. I get comments like these. So I'm like, but that is what I saw and I need to put across to what I see. That is my job.
And then have you had someone come back a week later and said, oh my God, I did actually have a shitty week?
No, I don't think so. The same person came again.
I think you should monitor those comments and see. Is there anything you want to share with us about busting any myths about the space you're in or shedding more light on absolutely any aspect of being in the occult sciences?
I feel it's very, very deep, you know. A person has to have that communication, that connection with God, with universe. I always say this, with whatever you believe in. But there has to be some source of energy that you have to understand is coming right from up and holding you very tight. You know, once you have that sense of belief, you will really create wonders for your own life. Like I always say, manifestation is a very massive topic. People believe in it, yet not believe in it.
Mm.
You know, they want things to be manifested, but they don't know the process to manifest. You know, I always call manifestation as a journey. It is your journey. It is a process. It won't happen overnight, but you need to stick around. You need to work with affirmations. You need to work well with gratitudes. You need to understand what crystal works with well for that particular manifestation. So it's a journey and you need to, with manifestations, get very specific. You first need to know what you need in life. And once you know that, you're halfway through, right? And that's how your journey will just begin and you will be on the right path and you will just feel all the more motivated to do what you're meant to.
Go ahead and give your Instagram and YouTube a shout out because I feel a lot of people are going to have questions and many more that even I cannot think of will come at you, ask you. So mention where they can follow you and subscribe to you.
YouTube, Rinki Punjabi. Instagram, it's Rinki's Angelican. Also, I've recently launched my website on 1st May, which is where I completed 18 years of tarot reading. So I've launched my own website, which is rinkipunjabi.com.
Amazing. Yay. Congratulations. I did not know that.
Thank you.
Amazing. Thank you so much for being so open and honest and answering my questions. I hope that more people will take away what this is. I feel like with topics like this, one may not always agree to everything, but just respectfully listening, learning a little bit more about somebody else's approach to something so specific like tarot or Reiki. I find it very interesting and that's kind of how I stumbled upon it years and years ago. So thank you for coming on the pod, Rinki, and congratulations on the website
launch.
Thank
you. Thank you so much. It was wonderful. I mean, it's always wonderful talking to you and it kind of brings me also to a very, very happy place. Your one phone call excites me.
I'm so happy to hear. Thank you for coming on the pod. And thank you for listening, you guys. Don't forget to rate, review, leave a comment and subscribe.